This is Akashvani, the news read by Aditi Lumba. The central government announced the implementation of four new labour codes aimed to simplify and streamline the existing decades-old labour laws in the country. The Code on Wages 2019, the Industrial Relations Code 2020, the Code on Social Security 2020 and the Occupational Safety, Health and Working Conditions Code 2020 has come into effect from yesterday. In a social media post, Labour and Employment Minister Dr. Mansukh Mandaviya said these reforms are not just ordinary changes but government's guarantee of dignity for every worker in the country. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has hailed the implementation of four labour codes. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said these codes will help in building a future-ready ecosystem that protects the rights of workers, strengthening the economic growth of the nation. He called the decision as one of the most comprehensive and progressive labour-oriented reforms since independence. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held talks with Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese on the sidelines of the G20 summit. The two leaders reviewed the full spectrum of bilateral ties. Mr. Albanese extended his condolences to the families of those who lost their lives in the Delhi blast and the bus accident in Saudi Arabia. He emphasised that the India-Australia relationship is stronger than ever, with economic, defence and security cooperation set to deepen further. He also noted the recent constructive meeting between the two foreign ministers and highlighted the vital role of the vibrant Indian diaspora in Australia in strengthening the partnership. The Prime Minister is also scheduled to meet South African President Cyril Ramaphosa and several other world leaders. He will also participate in the India-Brazil-South Africa leaders' meetings. Prime Minister Modi arrived in Johannesburg in South Africa to attend the three-day G20 leaders' summit. He was accorded a warm and ceremonial welcome at Air Force Base Waterkloof. The Prime Minister will participate in all the sessions of the summit and present India's key priorities, including global South concerns, sustainable development, climate action, energy transition and reforms in global governance. Electronics and Information Technology Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw held discussions with companies in Singapore yesterday. In a social media post, Mr. Vaishnaw said the Singapore Semiconductor Industry Association is partnering with India to support the country's semiconductor projects. Mr. Vaishnaw also held discussions on skilling of technicians and engineers for semiconductor projects with officials and industry bodies. Home Minister Amit Shah has termed the Election Commission's ongoing Special Intensive Revision SIR as the purification of the voter list. He cautioned political parties opposing the voter list revision and favouring illegal infiltrators. Addressing the BSF's Diamond Jubilee celebrations in Bhuj, Gujarat, the minister asserted the government's strong resolve to deport every single infiltrator from the country. He appealed to the public to fully support the SIR to strengthen democracy.
The SIR is a process to protect the country and our democracy. Today, I want to appeal to the people of the country to fully support the SIR process being carried out by the Election Commission. I want to warn those political parties involved in protecting the infiltrators that the Bihar elections are a mandate from the people of the country.
Later, the Home Minister addressed party workers at the inauguration of Sri Kamalam District Party Office in Morbi. A Tejas fighter jet of the Indian Air Force has crashed during the Dubai Air Show in UAE yesterday. According to the Indian Air Force, the incident has resulted in fatal injuries to the pilot, Wing Commander Noman Seyal. IAF has regretted the loss of life, saying that it stands firmly with the bereaved family. A court of inquiry has been constituted to ascertain the cause of the accident. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh expressed grief at the loss of an Indian Air Force pilot in Tejas crash in Dubai Air Show. Extending condolences to the bereaved family, Mr. Singh said that the nation stands firmly with the family of the pilot in this tragic hour. India Meteorological Department has forecast cold wave conditions over West Madhya Pradesh today. The weather agency also predicted heavy rainfall, thunderstorms and lightning today in parts of Andaman and Nicobar Islands, Kerala, Mahi, Tamil Nadu and Puducherry, Karaikal. And that is the end of this news bulletin.